they used to come and scout the kids in this neighborhood for football hunting. Some of our greatest athletes came from this area. And I remember distinctly that there was one football team I used to coach, the younger Barnabas from 1939. I coached until 1940, maybe 1946 or 47. And I received a long distance call from University of Arizona, from the coach. And he was coming into Chicago to attend a seminar of football coaches. But he had heard through the grapevine of the Bonhovers, and he asked whether the Bonhovers still had a football team. And I said, yes, in fact, Sunday we're playing for the city championship. And he said, fine, because I'll be in there Saturday. So I went over and I picked him up, I let him stay with me. And Sunday we went out and watched the game. He says, now I want to sign up some of those kids for college. And he took five boys from the Bonhover team and gave him a free ride to the University of Arizona. I think out of the five, one went on, the, on a football scholarship. But he was a better basketball player. And they he made the basketball team. He didn't go out for football. And then the warden from Michigan City Penitentiary came down through the Daily Calumet, of course. They called up the newspaper and told him that they were interested, he was interested in getting, he's got teams in the penitentiary that he wanted to play in some league, or how could he get some games, so they referred him to me.
Oh, I see.
And at the time I was vice president of the football league. And I went down to the meeting and I suggested that we include the Michigan City Penitentiary football team into our league. But all the games would have to be played there.
Oh, I see. Yeah, they can't travel around.
Right. But I made arrangements so that the team would get their expenses of traveling plus a dinner for the team and everything. And we arranged it. And they were members of our football league.
Oh, that was nice.
And then I also promoted baseball, basketball over there for the warden.
That's
but this
really
is going back in 1940.
Yeah.
Or even the 50s, part of the 50s.
That's really amazing. Did Joe ever play sports?
Oh, Joe was a fantastic athlete.
Yeah?
He got a scholarship for all kinds of schools, and I insisted he go to St. Francis. Because it was a new school, and I wanted the St. Francis to get the reputation that Mount Carmel had. And Joey objected to it. He went to school. He knew what I wanted to see him do, and despite me, he never went off for none of the teams.
Aww.
But he played football and baseball and basketball, and
he
had all kinds of trophies. As a matter of fact, I made up a little scrapbook for him. And he was a real, real good athlete. Played everything, and
he's got a lot of energy.
He excelled in it.
Yeah.
He wasn't just an average player.
No, he was real good.
He was real good at it.
Where did he want to go?
He wanted to go to Mount Carmel.
He did.
He had a scholarship. He was offered a ride to Mendel, Mount Carmel, St. Francis. And I asked him and forced him.
Yeah.
Which was a big mistake on my part.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry now.
Yeah. Well,
see, I was
sometimes
a good athlete in my days. And a father always wants his son as
Sure, I know.
And I was a little, I was terribly disappointed. But Joey, when he made up his mind, that was it.
Yeah, I sensed that in him, that he would be, you know,